Hey there, this is Daniel James from The Money Brew Show, and in this episode we're interviewing JB Kellogg from Madwire and Marketing 360. We talk about a lot of really interesting things. We try this rusk here that is from South Africa, and we discuss a little bit more about his story, faith, and Horse and Chariot, a podcast about his journey throughout the ages with life, business, and the virtues of what to do next. So if you're interested, check it out, enjoy it. And oh, that's cool, this is the courthouse of Greeley, and I actually proposed to my wife at the Statue of Liberty. So good idea if you ever propose to someone. See you guys in the episode. Hey everyone, welcome to the Money Brew Show. I am extremely excited for this session. I actually have a company and a person that is really inspiring and has made so many leaps and bounds in every market within Colorado and the US and whatever else they're doing. It's an Inc. 5000 company award winner for a couple of consecutive years. And JB Kellogg, you'll have to remind me how many times. But hey, thanks for being on the show. And yeah, how many years now have you guys done the Inc. 5000?
Good question. I think it's 7 or 8. I would have to confirm. It might be 8. I don't know. It was actually a pretty impressive feat, because the head guy at Inc., I don't remember the name, but sent an email with a special note that said something like less than 0.1% of all companies ever started make it 5 years in a row. So to make it 7+ years was extremely rare, because it's like big numbers on big numbers. So the percent growth gets harder and harder and harder.
So you're just like getting beat down.
That was right up into COVID. And then we haven't made the list since then. But for 10 years up to that point, we were on the list. So that was cool.
That's incredible. I think I want to get into that a little bit better. If you're watching, I know this about you. Okay, so this is a really cool workshop we're doing. We are doing a bunch of stuff where it's going to be like an AI workshop, and we have concepts broken down. Like, one of the things I like to talk about is data, that you can take it and really simplify all your data and get an answer on where you're leaking or bleeding money or doing things like that. I want to teach you that. I want to go beyond ChatGPT, and I want to engage you with this. So this is a cool book that I'm kind of digesting for you, and I've taken a bunch of courses and YouTube videos and figure out what's the best, simplest for everyday people in business and marketing and entrepreneurship and things like that. So come check it out. I look forward to seeing you there. We'll make it happen. Cheers, cheers. Yeah, so there's some things that I know about JB that we'll get to when we'll talk about him. First of all, guilty pleasure or treat, what would you choose with a rapid fire?
Chips and salsa every day.
It's my favorite. Let's get restaurants. Oh, Mexican spots are great for that.
So, oh, yeah.
Worst pet peeve?
Talking too much.
Cool.
Somebody talking too long.
A favorite color?
Orange and blue. I kind of like them both.
Okay, makes sense. 360 and Madwire.
Yeah, favorite restaurant?
There's a place in New Mexico, in Silver City, New Mexico, called Jalisco's. Unbelievable Mexican food and really spicy red chili. It's super good.
I love it. New Mexico is so cool. Okay. Dream vehicle or, you know, anything of that sort.
So I would never get this vehicle, but I've always loved the look of it, and it's any Aston Martin.
Okay. Nice. Love it. Morning or night person?
Morning.
Favorite activity?
Depends what season, but you know, in the summer, I like to mountain bike and a wakeboard.
Awesome. Favorite destination?
Probably Scottsdale, Arizona.
Gotcha. Okay. What time do you usually wake up?
4 a.m.
Perfect. That's great. Favorite mentor?
Probably my dad. I mean, if I looked at all the different mentors, he's been the most impactful and, you know, the one I've tapped into the most for sure.
That's cool. Breakfast or no breakfast?
Breakfast is my favorite meal, but I only have it on vacation and occasionally on the weekend. It's probably why it's my favorite.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Favorite investment?
Madwire. I mean, I've invested everything into Madwire, and I've done some investment outside of that, but not a lot.
Makes sense. Why do you invest like this? What's the ultimate goal?
The ultimate goal is to have a... to have a trust for my family, you know, that my family's able to, it carries on and can help them and help them grow their business, whatever they might start. Our family is a family of entrepreneurs, you know, all the way through my grandfathers, my dad, me. So I'm fairly certain at least one of my kids will start a business. So hopefully can help them on that front.
Exactly. And it's amazing how companies see that too. Even the employees now, they've really built in that loyalty with giving back in that extent of what's going on in business. You know, part of the show is we're going to try some stuff. So the first thing, grab this right now, it's called a Rusk. I sent JB a box like this, and it's kind of super cool. You can get it on Amazon, it's fresh. This is a Rusk, Omar's Rusk. We rated from 1 to 10. It's a little bit out of your comfort zone, JB, I'm sure, but this is how the show goes. So bear with me and enjoy. Grab one of these. I don't know if you have tea with you. If you don't, but just chomp right into it. It's much harder without tea. Yeah, that's true. Yes, sir. Take a little bit out. It's going to crumble everywhere. Let me tell you that. What I do is I dip it in the tea like this, or coffee. Us Dutch families, or in South Africa, we'd all eat this in the morning. It's soft like the buttermilk. Yeah, you have to rate it from a 1 to 10 if you had dipped it in tea. How would you describe it?
It tastes familiar to me.
Short, like shortbread.
Yeah, it tastes like a hard biscuit, kind
of. Cool. From a scale of 1 to 10, you rate everything on the show. 10 being the ultimate and 1 being, it's not my favorite.
I liked it. I'd say probably 6.5.
Awesome. Okay. And I think the audience just love to kind of see this more than just the podcast show, beyond the profits, beyond the business, right? I like to, otherwise it becomes really dry, and that's the opposite of
the show
and how we like to do this. A big reason I wanted to have you on the show is because I've just been listening to Horse and Chariot, and a friend of mine, Phil Hicks, knew about it and told me about it and told my wife. I am missing a few of these things in my life. Like the gluttony one was something I really pulled from. But why don't you tell the audience a little bit about Horse and Chariot and what the audio podcast is, and why is this so impactful? You talk about it.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'd love to. How do you know Phil, by the way?
So mostly through my wife. So I used to work with Uncle... My wife's uncle and them have a car dealership business and a few different industries. Phil, I think he did some executive training, and he met my wife and connected that way. And my wife's grandpa helped founded PrayNoco, where I met you. So my wife's on the committee board, and that's how I know Phil. He's an awesome guy. I had one session, a consult session, and I was like, wow, Phil's really awesome and great and different. And he comes from Otterbach.
He's original, yeah.
And yeah, he's just a neat guy.
Very great guy, absolutely. Yeah, so Horse and Chariot is a labor of love for me. it's something that I have a passion for learning it. And then the more I learned it, the more I wanted to share it. And it actually came to be in 2019. My wife and I were on a date night. And we go to date night every Thursday. It's like something we do religiously for years. And so we're on date night. And as the conversation usually goes, usually at some point we start talking about faith and God and that kind of thing. And that morning she went to a small group at church. And the small group that day presented the concept of the horse and chariot, and like the meaning behind it. And the meaning behind it kind of correlates and pulls in and ties in all these virtues and the order of our soul all in this one image. And so I was like blown away by it because I'd spent so many years studying research and listening to podcasts, reading books, and I had never heard this. And I was upset actually that I'd never heard really about the Christian teachings of virtue. And it was something that was taught for thousands of years as part of the early Christian leaders and even in schools until like 1930. And then they took it out. And the Teachings of Virtue is basically like character formation. And it's the character formation that's trying to like character form yourself in the character of Christ, essentially. And so there's all these different virtues like courage and temperance and prudence, and all these virtues kind of play a part in that. And so I went on a rampage of learning it. Like every day I was just trying to like learn more and more from these ancient teachers. And the more I did that, the more I started to write it down. And I got to the point where I was like, if there's one thing I want to give my kids when I die, it would be this, because there's nothing more important than your character and your soul. And, you know, I could give them Madwire and all these other things, but that would be of no value compared to this. So I started writing it all down, and then God started kind of tapping on my heart saying, hey, you know, this is information that could be helpful to a lot of people. You should share this with other people. And I didn't really feel worthy to do that because I didn't go to seminary school. I'm just a simple layman person, you know, that's this information. And so I didn't know if that was just like my own.
The imposter syndrome. Yeah. Like, okay. So with Horse and Chariot, I think people should also understand is that it really feel like it's a first in the morning deep dive breakfast for the mind. And even the motivational music, it's like, wow, this works so well. You know, you're on the business side, and I've seen business training videos and stuff like that. Ultimately, though, those are just extra. But companies, I was reading that in Built to Last, that it was always people, product, and then profit. It's mind blowing. Like, wow, like we get to have a better relationship with on the person side with God, and I think that is so huge with this that you've got pioneering. I encourage the viewers to go check it out with the motivational music in the morning and diving deep into it. It's so good. And everyone in our different teams and our different businesses, it can elevate us. Not like a ritual, but more of like an act and purpose driven behind what you're doing. This is the first segment. You have to watch the next few segments to connect more with JB's story. Thanks for checking in. And don't forget to subscribe, share, like, comment some different questions and ideas. And check out Madwire and Marketing 360 and the whole gamut. They've really been changing the game on how they do things. Cheers.